You're listening to Dismiss, an international school Suva podcast series.
Now, another 5-minute mystery. An anniversary party is going on at the Browns' household around the corner. One of the guests, George Taylor, pauses while eating his dessert, saying,
best lemon pie I have ever tasted, Mary.
Oh, really?
I wish my wife could do as well. It doesn't look like Sam is appreciating it too much.
Goodness dear, is my cooking that bad? Sam, your head is practically in your plate. I guess he has fallen asleep, everyone. I'm so sorry.
That's alright.
Sam, sit up. I better shake him. Sam!
Great guns, he's dead.
How do you do? I'm Sergeant Barker.
And I'm Sergeant Bob. The Homicide Division. Where's the body?
In the dining room, at the table. We didn't move him.
You might as well be comfortable, folks. This might take a while.
Dead alright. Peaceful too. Who's Mrs. Sam Brown?
I am.
Mind telling us what happened here?
Start from the beginning.
Okay. Well, we had the soup instead of the main course, which he enjoyed. And then by the time we got to the dessert and coffee, he was dead!
We will just have a look around. An orderly person, isn't she?
Stacked dishes after each course. Silverware all polished in perfection. Wait, what is this? One silver spoon that has turned black. Just when I thought this was a heart attack case. This is a plain cold murder!
Mrs. Brown?
Yes, Sergeant Barker?
I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, Mrs. Brown, but I'm sure your guests won't mind.
I don't understand.
Oh, you will, Mrs. Brown. You are under arrest for the murder of your husband.
Do you know why Sergeant Barker and Bob accused Mrs. Brown of murder? In a few moments, we will hear the solution. And now, back to our story.
Sergeants, how do you know it was a homicide?
Well, Mrs. Brown took careful plans to wash the soup pan and soup dishes before she served the rest of the meals.
Ah, yes, I can see that.
But she forgot one thing, to wash the silver soup spoons. What she didn't realize was that an hour later, by the end of dinner, the spoon her husband had used to eat his soup would give her away. She didn't know that the poison would make the silver turn black.
Mrs. Brown almost committed the perfect murder, but she forgot to wash one spoon.
Thank you for listening to this 5-minute mystery.